Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the president of the John Birch Society, Mr. McManus, is going to be in studio with us in the next segment. He's doing a Texas tour. I'll tell you all about that and the locations he's going to be at, so you can attend those. Very informative. John Birch Society material, along with reading books by Carol Quigley and Elitist and others, and the book None Dare Call a Conspiracy, woke me up in high school. And then I went to college, and that was really a big wake-up when everything that I'd read from the JBS and others came true when they told me the Second Amendment was bad, America was bad, one world government was good. Then I'd turn on CNN and they'd say, crazy extremists say world government exists and they're dangerous. But I was like, wait a minute, I was just taught that at college. So how does it not exist? And down the rabbit hole I went. So great materials they put out, and we're honored to have him here with us at the Central Texas headquarters. Okay, let's go to a few calls here. Let's talk to John in South Carolina. John, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, how you doing today?
Good, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, Alex, I got to say, I'm a little bit new to all of this, and I'm trying to wake up some people in my area. As you just said, I'm in South Carolina, and I got to say, I'm not getting a great response. People really don't want to hear anything other than what they're used to hearing.
Well, you just heard the last caller say everybody's waking up, but I always get this. Some groups wake up, other groups don't. Are you trying to wake up your family mainly?
Well, it's I started with my wife. I finally got her over. I let her watch Endgame.
Yeah, see, I knew that. Family is the hardest group to wake up. Any salesman will tell you that, but go ahead.
I have to say, in South Carolina, we pretty much are in the Bible Belt, and people are very conservative and very set in their ways. And even some of my friends, which I consider to be, I don't know, we were the freaks in high school, so, you know, you can take what you want from that. Even they have a hard time swallowing a lot of this. Even when I show them the Obama deception, Endgame, Terror Storm, and the facts are, I mean, they're right there in your face, black and white. They just don't want to hear it. It's almost like these people, who I consider to be critically thinking, logical people, as soon as they are faced with something scary, and let's face it, this is a scary thing. When they're faced with something scary, their logic goes out of the window. They shut
down. But it's
going to
get a lot more scary if the New World Order is successful in being shut up. That's what they have. I mean, this type of denial is going to allow them to fully bankrupt this country and socialize it under the control of the foreign banks.
And the fact is, the fact that we are under a fiat economic system, that should anger them enough right there. And that is, I mean, there's so much documentation on that that's completely irrefutable. And even that doesn't seem to have an effect on them. And my question to you, sir, is who can we turn to in government, or is there no one? Is the Libertarian Party, is that a viable alternative, or is that just yet a third side of the same coin? Because
certainly building a new populist party that's based on the ideas of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, you know, our system of government is the key. But 5% of the nation won the war against the British, that long 8-year war. And so move on. If people don't want to hear the truth, move on to those that do want to hear it. Move out into other circles. Go to Libertarian Party meetings and educate them further. That's where you'll find like-minded people, or the John Birch Society. Get involved with that, or get involved in the Constitution Party. Get involved. Go to liberal environmental meetings. Wake them up. Go to city council meetings, you know, cover news every week during citizens' communication. Go spend 3 minutes talking to them. Just start engaging, and you'll find a lot of like-minded people. But I appreciate your call, sir. Good to hear from you. We're going to have a quick break now and come back with Mr. McManus, John McManus, president of the John Birch Society, in the studio. He's got a Texas tour going. You'll have a chance to hear him speak. You'll find out how straight ahead. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are our websites. We'll be right back.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are now simulcasting the radio show for the next 2 hours and 52 minutes at PrisonPlanet.tv. Then we have John McManus here in studio with us. I am very, very excited about that. The president of the John Birch Society in studio with us until I think 5 after next hour. So we'll get a full hour on air with him. And we've got some other interesting guests coming on. Patrice O'Neill, who's an African-American popular comedian. He's been criticizing Obama and promoting the Obama deception when he goes on national media outlets. So we'll see how that goes for his career. But that is coming up. You know, there's so much I'd like to talk to you about, and it's great that you were coming through Texas on this tour and that somebody had the idea that we should contact you and have you here. I've had you on a few times over the phone. But, Mr. McManus, it is just great to meet you in person, and I appreciate your tireless work at the John Birch Society over the last 40 years.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. I tell people all the time I wouldn't miss this fight for anything.
Boy, I tell you, everything you guys talked about has unfortunately come true. Talk a little bit about yourself, your 40-plus years there, what the John Birch Society is for folks that don't know, and then the tour. Let's get that out of the way now because folks want to write this down and find out where they can come hear you speak. Excellent speaker, very informative, and it's all documented, the issues you cover. And then let's get into what the New World Order is and what we're facing.
Well, on a personal level, I did 3 years in the Marine Corps after college as a lieutenant, and then I was an electronics engineer, and I joined the society as a local member in the early 60s. In 1964, they asked me to take a staff position. It was 66. So I've been on the staff of the Birch Society for 43 years. I worked alongside Robert Welch as his public relations director all during the 70s and into the 80s until he passed away in 1985. In 1991, they named me president. I'm the head of the society in one respect, but we have a CEO also, a fellow named Art Thompson, and we work very closely together. So I've been everything you could imagine in the Birch Society. I've been a writer and a speaker and a publicist and a radio and television guy. I've written 5 books. I've done everything you could expect of somebody as long as I've been in the Birch Society, and it's been an absolute delight. As I said, I wouldn't miss this for anything.
And it was the John Birch Society that really gets the credit first, and that's why you got demonized in a big way, explaining, no, they control both parties. It's a foreign cartel. Here's their own documents. They want a Bank of the World that will regulate all the nation states. Now that's Time Magazine, Newsweek, the Financial Times of London, and now for world government. The very people engineering the economic collapse are openly announcing world government. I guess you guys aren't so kooky after all for researching.
No, not at all. You know, I wrote a book in 1993 called Financial Terrorism, Hijacking America Under the Threat of Bankruptcy. And in my book in 93, I laid out many, many statements of prominent people who were saying, well, what we need is world government. What we got to have is world government. And I've gotten calls from people, a couple of call-in show people who said that they've just simply come across my book recently, and I'm a prophet, they said. No, I'm not a prophet at all. I said, all I did was some homework. And I did what Robert Welch always said. He said, just project the lines. If you project the lines, you can arrive at the conclusions that are coming. That's what we do in the Birch Society, and I hate to say it, but we predicted all of what's happening here in the economic malaise that our country's involved in. And it sure is a malaise. You know, one of the things I quote, you'd be interested in this, when Paul Volcker was named to be the head of the Federal Reserve back in 1979, he testified before the U.S. Senate, and he said the standard of living of the average American has to come down. I don't think you can escape that. And you got to ask yourself, why would any American want the standard of living of the average American to come down? And the answer is very simple. If the United States is way up high and the rest of the world is down here, you got to bring the U.S. down and bring the others up so that we can be comfortably merged into the new world order. And that's what Volcker said. He said that before the U.S. Senate. They didn't challenge him. They said, fine, you're approved. You go lead the Federal Reserve. And he's a bad man, in my view. And now he's back in the White House. Wonderful.
Again, where do you have to be later, because I don't think the 40 minutes of airtime we're going to have is enough. Perhaps I can give you 15 minutes in the next hour, and we can move the next guest back, because we could talk for a whole hour just about your book and their own documents. And you're right, back in the early 90s, you guys knew what their battle plan was even then, and the proof's in the pudding. You've been, you know, proven correct. Specifically, start over in more detail. Go over your book, how they operate, how they're on record writing hundreds of books themselves, thousands of white papers, admitting their dastardly deeds.
Well, I quoted Brzezinski, and I quoted Kissinger, and I quoted Volcker, and I quoted Bergsten, the head of the economic thing down there in Washington, and all these people. They're all saying the same thing. And I don't know why it is that back then only the Birch Society was able to say, hey, put this all together. Look, this is where they're heading. They want world government. Now, one of the points that I like to make and why the Birch Society became so controversial is that we say it's a conspiracy. We say, look, these people don't have an ideology. They're part of a conspiracy. They don't believe in anything other than power. They don't believe in the Communist Manifesto. They don't believe in the Constitution. They don't believe in Scripture. They don't believe in anything. They only want power. And it's a devilish determination to take power over mankind. One of the ways of doing that is economically. Was Meyer Amschel Rothschild, the founder of the famous Rothschild banking empire. He said, give me control of a nation's money. I care not who makes the laws, because that person will make the laws as I want them made. And that's where we are. So they have control of the money. Now, the Federal Reserve has to go. And happily, there's a bill in Congress now, H.R. 833, to get rid of the Federal Reserve. I would like everybody who's listening to write to your congressman and say, please co-sponsor H.R. 833. And if that happens, the bill is a responsible thing. It says from the enactment of this bill, 1 year, the Federal Reserve shall stand abolished. In other words, it's not going to be an overnight thing. It's a responsible piece of legislation. Glad to see it.
Well, Ron Paul's got another bill to just audit the thing.
Yeah, it's never been audited.
Can you speak to that fact? And then even Senator Sanders, just a few weeks ago, said to Bernanke, he said, where's the trillions of dollars? And Bernanke said, I'm not going to tell you.
No, I'm not going to tell you. Most Americans have no idea that the Federal Reserve is a private agency. It's not a government agency. And that's amazing. Right? You go to Washington, D.C., and you pull out that big phone book they have, and they have blue pages for all the federal agencies, and the Federal Reserve's not there. It's not a federal agency, and they take dictation from no one. They don't answer the questions they don't want to answer, as you just mentioned, and on you go. Now, the Fed has never been audited, and I had an interesting thing happen to me. I said that in a speech about a year ago. A guy wrote me a letter, and he sent me a little newspaper clipping talking about the Fed had been audited. And I did some investigation, and I found out what they'd audited was the number of desks and the number of pencils and the number of file cabinets and so on. They didn't go into any of the financial end of it. And so, effectively, the Fed has still never been audited. Ron Paul has a bill, and that one's H.R. 1207 to audit the Fed. And I understand that there's a lot of people jumping aboard co-signing this one. They're up to about something like 35 co-signers or co-sponsors. That's good. I would love to see an audit of the Fed. I'd like to know what they've got for wealth and what they do with it and how they operate and so forth. But we don't know. We don't know because it's a private agency and they thumb their nose at government.
Did you see the clip on the NewsHour with former Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan when he said, look, the president, the legislative, the Congress, no one can even question us or look at us, because he was asked, what's your relationship to the government? And he said, there is none. We are a, quote, separate agency and are non-reviewable. So, we know our Constitution. We know our Bill of Rights. We know the separation of powers. It's all three branches reviewing each other, tying down dominant men. And just here is this private Federal Reserve dancing around in public, arrogantly saying, we're not only secret and you can't audit us. No agency of government can even look at us. And we're going to set up a new bank of the world that you pay your taxes to. I mean, this is just
tyranny. It's tyranny. Absolutely. It's absolutely wrong. Now, you know, the idea for it came from the Communist Manifesto, plank number 5. And that's the Communist Manifesto says a central bank with state control and so on. And we've gone one worse than Karl Marx. We've outmarxed Marx. He said, in the hands of the state, we say, no, it's a private agency. Ours is worse than what Karl Marx even wanted.
But as you pioneered exposing at the JBS, and I've seen the government documents, congressional testimony, it was really the big central banks to con the public into slavery, the people's paradise, that financed communism. So, of course, you're going to have public education, and of course you're going to have a central bank, and of course you're going to have federal control. All the things in that Communist Manifesto, that's what the governments of the world follow when they're under the control of the private banks, and their enemy is the Bill of Rights and Constitution.
Absolutely. Well, the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto all are partially or fully in place in the United States today. It all happened in the 20th century. Number 10, free education for all children in the government schools. And I like to tell my audience, I said, now, if the government's going to control the schools, do you think they're going to teach anything that will impact government power? The answer is no. I say, if a Hindu starts a school, is he going to teach Lutheranism? No. If a government starts a school, they're going to teach government power and want government power to be preached and taught and not impacted by the schools they control. Very simple. One of the great reasons for hope in our country is so many people are going to homeschooling. And the more of that, the better.
But now the feds are moving to try to restrict that.
Well, they did try to restrict it. And there were some states where they actually grabbed children out of the homes and impounded them and so forth. But members of the Birch Society stopped that. One of the worst cases was in Idaho, of all places. And Virginia was another key place. And in both places, our people, our Birch Society people, got in there and made sure that this didn't happen. Now, so homeschool is pretty much allowed today, but the tyranny involved in it is all the people who are homeschooling still have to pay taxes to support the schools that they won't send their kids to.
Yeah, slavery. We'll take last year, the state court in California ruled that the state owns the children. Now, that got struck down.
That got struck down.
But that shows the mindset.
Right.
I mean,
it got struck down for a time.
But, yeah, exactly. Yeah. But they're trying to say, you have the children, we the state take them over. John McManus, president of the John Birch Society, is in studio. This This is great. It's wonderful to have you, sir.
My pleasure.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals.
And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Peter Kratschnabel here from Midas Resources. Are you concerned about uncontrollable government spending? A banking system on the verge of collapse? Banks on the edge of being nationalized? Wall Street in continuous freefall? Scandal after scandal with hedge funds companies? If protecting your hard-earned savings or retirement fund is on your mind, the answer is simple. Secure your assets by purchasing gold and silver. Since President Nixon took us off the gold standard in 1971, the United States has been operating the longest-running fiat currency in the history of mankind. Gold has held its purchasing power for over 6,000 years. Contact me, Peter Kratschnabel, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. Once again, that's Peter at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. While you can still purchase gold with paper, that is 1-800-686-2237, extension 108.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
We've got the president of the John Birch Society here on a Texas tour. Before we run out of time, he will be here 15 minutes in the next hour. Tell us about the speaking dates. You've already done some, but you have left in Texas. And the hotels, those are being held at for folks that want to come learn more.
Well, tonight I'll be in San Antonio at the Embassy Suites. And I think that's on the north side of town. And then Friday night I'll be at the Richardson Civic Center in Richardson, Texas, right outside Dallas. And in about a month I come back and I'm going to speak in Lubbock and Midland and Amarillo. But I don't know where. But you can find that out by going to jbs.org, and the information's all there.
they can just go to JBS events and see where the president's speaking.
Correct.
And then you're pretty much a year around doing speaking engagements. So there's no matter where you are in the country, throughout the year, you generally get to close to where folks are at.
That's right. I do a lot of traveling. My wife's favorite phrase to me is, have a nice trip.
Yeah, that's what my wife and says to me. She says, bye, see ya.
Have a nice trip, right?
You know, we do sacrifice seeing our families as much as we like, which is the most important thing in the world, because I know I have a passion. I know you have a passion. There's so much evidence. There's so much globalist takeover going on. I mean, people think sometimes I exaggerate. It's the opposite. There's too much evidence to cover it all.
Well, there certainly is enough evidence for anybody who wants to take the time to look. And so then what do? You find out that your country is being converted into a socialist system. Even Newsweek magazine said, we are all socialists now. Oh, there it is. Yeah. And we've been saying that for a long, long time. What is socialism? Socialism is control by government. Simple. It's economic control. But, of course, if you have economic control, it follows. And if you don't like what's happening with the economic control, you start a Gestapo. You start a police state. You can do all kinds of things. And that's where what we face. Now, one of the things that I like to say is that you go down to Washington today and you talk to senator, congressman, president, anybody else. They say, look, we're in an economic downturn and government has to do something. No, the opposite is what needs to be done. Government has to undo things. They have to undo all kinds of things they never should have started in the first place. Obama has announced that there's going to be a $1.75 trillion deficit this fiscal year. And a day after he announced that, he announced a $51 billion foreign aid program. Now, I say if you go to a fourth grader and you ask him, if you're heavily in debt, should you give away money? The fourth grader would say, no, of course not. And I think sometimes we need fourth graders in Congress. You know?
Yeah, the common sense isn't there, but they know what they're doing. They use our money against us. Now, you mentioned this earlier, but it's key that you and others are on record laying out their blueprint. You weren't looking into a crystal ball. You were studying their own documents. Tell us about your book in the early 90s dealing with economic terrorism, because that's what they're doing now. They engineer the crisis. They bring it in. They say, give us the banker bailout, which is really a banker takeover, or there'll be a depression, then things get worse. They say, okay, give us stimulus packages, give us more banker control, or there'll be a depression. Then we give them more control, and the same thing over and over again. Break down specifically your book and your predictions and what we're now in the process of seeing.
Well, the book did a lot of research about what is money and what was the Constitution's position regarding money. And then one chapter is called Karl Marx Would Have Loved the Fed. Get into all of that. How do we get out of it? And we got out of it at the end of the book. I started talking about the fact that government ought to sell a lot of its holdings. If 13 Western states, more than 50% of it is owned by the federal government, then they ought to sell it. Sell the land, they could start paying off the national debt. But the national debt has gone so far out of sight today, it's a little bit hard to even imagine. You wonder if they're ever going to be able to pay the national debt. Now, my book is called Financial Terrorism. Unfortunately, it's out of print. I went through two printings, but now people are coming back, and some people have dragged it out and reread it, said it's more applicable today than it was when I wrote it in 1993. We're in favor of that. One of the points I'm making in my speech is to contrast. It's really not contrast as much as it is compare. What happened in Japan way back in the late 80s and into the early 90s. During the late 80s, Japan was boomtown. Japan was piling up all kinds of wealth, and Japan was going to overtake everybody, and there was all kinds of information about this all over the place. In fact, Japan, even at that point, bought Rockefeller Center. I don't know whether you remember that. They had to pay it back. They had to give it back, sell it back afterwards. But in 1992, their bubble burst, and housing prices went down 80%. And the Nikkei Stock Exchange went down two-thirds. Right? So what did the government do in Japan? They did exactly what we are doing in America.
Stay there. We're going to come back long segment, plenty of time to go over this. Then I want to throw out some of the current policies. National compulsory service, open borders, restrictions on the Second Amendment. The establishment is clearly making its biggest move ever against freedom. Instead of going incrementally, they've launched the blitzkrieg attack on freedom. John McManus, president of the JBS.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
This year, millions of people will lose electricity. Ice storms, earthquakes, flooding, or hurricanes could leave you without power for days. Anyone that's ever been in a blackout knows that the first thing you need is a flashlight. That's why you need the Packlight. The Packlight is powered by a 9-volt battery and lasts up to 1,200 hours. It's so small, it fits right in your pocket and glows in the dark, making it easy to find when you need it most. One Florida customer says,
"My Packlight has lasted through 4 hurricanes in 2 years, over 30 days without electricity, and I'm still using the same battery."
The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. It's time for you to be prepared with a Packlight. Visit us at 9voltlight.com. That's 9voltlight.com. Or call us today toll-free at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Obama Deception is on sale now on DVD at InfoWars.com. Mr. McManus, president of the John Birch Society, I tried to give you a copy of The Obama Deception when you got here, but somebody had gotten you one of the internet burn copies, which we appreciate, but we've given you a copy now. I don't really know what your review of it is, so this will be virgin ground for me here. But what is your take on The Obama Deception?
Well, there's a lot of good information in there. There's a lot of information the American people need to know. I don't doubt that a bit. I watched it in a little thing I have on a plane ride, and I watched it on that. And of course, I wasn't taking notes or anything. So I want to go back and study it some more. But there's an awful lot in there that the American people need to know about the man who is now in the White House.
Well, what we attempt to do is what you guys have always done. Can we stop looking at the little puppets right here? Can we look past them to the puppet master? Finish up your story about financial terrorism, the Japan...
What happened in Japan? It's really stunning. Japan, the bubble burst in 1992, and so the government decided that it had to do something. So what did it do? Well, first thing it did was it printed a lot more money. Now, keep in mind that what happened in Japan is what is being done now to treat a similar problem here in our country. They nationalized some industries. They gave all kinds of stimulus packages. They did everything we're doing here in America, and 17 years later, they're still in their recession. And you go back to the Great Depression and then go to the 30s, and you can see that everything that was done by Hoover and then by Roosevelt, who tripled what Hoover had been doing, it kept us in the Depression. It didn't get us out of the Depression, and this is what's happening here today. Everything that government is doing is wrong. They should not do it. And one of the things that we like to say, a principle of the free enterprise system, is that governments or organizations that fail should be allowed to fail. And why should the American people bail out AIG and Citibank and some corporations and automobile producers and so forth? Agencies and governments shouldn't be doing that.
Well, more than just that, though, from our perspective, they failed. From our perspective, they're screwing up and it's wrong. But if you, as you know, read the globalist documents, the Club of Rome, CFR, Trilateral Commission, they build these bubbles, get everybody overextended in debt, and then implode them to get more power and control, as government did during the Depression, as is what's happening in Japan. So can you specifically speak to the fact and give us your take on how they're using the crisis they created to now openly set up world government?
Well, everything you see coming out of Washington is more regulation, more spending, more tax on the freedom of the American people. And was it Rahm Emanuel who said a crisis is a terrible thing to waste? And so you either create a crisis or you take advantage of a crisis, and then you come out. The answer to the crisis is more power, more government power. Now, in this case, we're seeing all kinds of suggestions for global power. We're seeing suggestions for IMF to issue the money. We're seeing suggestions for global regulation. We're going to lose our country. We're going to lose the Declaration of Independence. We're going to lose the Constitution of the United States. We say to people, look, please, shake yourself. Wake up. All right, get involved. Help us. Join the John Birch Society. Call us, JBS USA 1, or get on the internet, jbs.org. We're glad to hear from anybody, and we're certainly glad to go on radio shows and television shows anywhere that people are saying the same kind of thing, and we'll lend support, and we support each other, I guess, just to try to save our country.
Well, you have an invaluable monthly magazine, and it's just always...
Oh, no, every second week, not monthly.
That's right, every 2 weeks. It is just just invaluable information, so well documented, and folks can also go to the website and...
get the New American Magazine, right. The New American Magazine will supply anybody with the nuts and bolts information that you need. There's a lot of people in our country who say, well, there's something wrong here. I don't like the Federal Reserve. But they don't know why. They don't have the nuts and bolts. You go to our magazine, you get the nuts and bolts. Right.
I want to go back and focus on this, though. We have hundreds of mainstream news articles now admitting world government, saying it'll be a world government, a bank of the world, Time and Newsweek with headlines like New World Order saying it'll be a new bank of the world that sets interest rates and sets currency values and knocks the heads of bad people and that will pay carbon taxes to this whole Malthusian move. I mean, this is a totally controlled economy, and that is not a free market. This international banking elite are monopoly men. So can you speak to the type of world government they're now publicly setting up and then explain to folks in your own way that they keep claiming the free market has failed. This hasn't been the free market. This has been banksters using government to create monopolies.
That's right. Well, you know, you said it. I don't have to.
I mean, in your own words, though, because I've seen you give speeches on it. I want you to lay it out.
Well, what you see is taking advantage of crisis, and the answer is always more government regulation. And what we're seeing now is the suggestion is international regulation. We need the IMF to start issuing the money. We need this. We need that. Lurking behind all of this is the United Nations. And I know that the American people have a dim view of the United Nations. In fact, a Gallup poll just came out recently, said 60% of the people have a negative view about the United Nations. And most people in America say, oh, it's a waste of time, it never gets anything done, and so forth. No, that's not so. It's lurking in the background and poised and ready to take total control. The people who are supposedly solving the problems aren't solving the problems. What they're doing is building more power for themselves at our country level and internationally and so forth. You got the EU working into this now. EU ministers are saying globalism is the answer. We've got to have that. I suppose you probably know that the $170 billion that's been given to AIG, the American International Group here, most of that money that they got immediately went to pay their debts in Europe. It didn't help America. You know? Not that it should have been done in the first place, but there's a good example. And then, of course, you have them going after the bonuses that were paid, which is 0.1% of the money that's been given to AIG. And if they stop the bonuses, the people are going to say, well, at least the government's doing the right thing. No, it's not doing the right thing. It's diverting attention from the real problem, which is $170 billion being given to an organization that should have been allowed to fail.
And that's only one of many globalist organizations, and there's no discussion of the franchise owner of the big billionaire George Soros, David Rockefeller, Rothschild types who were actually getting the money from the bailout. Meanwhile, they divert everybody with, oh, look at these CEOs who work for them, as you said, getting a pittance, a tiny fraction of the real money.
A gnat on a bull elephant. That's what it is. You know, but the people are saying, oh, okay, at least they're doing something right. No, they're not doing something right. First of all, if a company wants to give somebody a bonus, it's none of the government's business.
That's
in the
right.
First place.
That's right.
That's another principle.
That's right. It sets the precedent to come in and regulate every facet of the economy. And now that's the new power that they're saying they want to give Geithner, is to go after not just banks, but other companies.
Right. Now, Geithner's an interesting guy. He was the head of the New York Federal Reserve, right? The New York Fed is the power. There's 12 member banks in the Federal Reserve System. A lot of them, it's just window dressing. The power is New York, not even in Washington. They have a big, beautiful building in Washington. I've been inside that building. Right? Big, beautiful building, but the power is in New York City. And Geithner was the head of it. All right. And what has Geithner accomplished? He's accomplished, as the head of the Fed, continuing a process of printing tremendous amounts of money that lowers the value of everybody's money. I like to say when I was a boy, I could buy a candy bar for a nickel, and now it costs a dime. But the candy costs the same. The value of the dollar has gone down 95% since 1945. Where did it go? It was stolen from the American people by a process called inflation. And inflation is not only thievery, it can destroy your nation, as it did Germany after the Weimar Republic and their inflation.
Well, that's the plan they've stated, is to blow out the world's currencies and then set up a new super currency that controls regional currencies. And they're now announcing at the G20 coming up in April. And I was just watching Gordon Brown online.
Bad man.
A few days ago before the European Parliament. And he said a global Europe, that's a quote, global Europe dominating the entire planet. And he said world government financial control over every nation, setting world tax rates. They got a world army. They got a world court. They're coming in with world taxation and regulation. Can you speak to the phony carbon taxes and the environmental movement, what that's really about? Because you've exposed that.
Well, first of all, global warming is a charade, in my view. Yes, temperatures go up and temperatures go down. It's not caused by you and me driving our automobile or hairspray or any of that stuff. This whole global warming thing is a charade, a farce. And what it's designed to do is to give government more power. Once again, you see the same thing. So now they've decided that they have to have carbon taxes in order to shut down more of America's industrial power. Much of it has already been shut down by outsourcing and by NAFTA and the rest of it. So they want global carbon tax. And the United States is going to have to pay taxes in order to continue doing any industrial activity. In order to solve a problem that's not going to be solved by cutting back on carbon. Carbon dioxide is wonderful. Carbon dioxide is something that all plants eat. You want carbon dioxide. If you have carbon dioxide, you're going to have better trees, better bushes, better crops, better everything. And it's just bonkers. Everything's backwards. And we got all kinds of experts out there. We got these experts in the economic field and experts in the so-called environmental field, people like Al Gore. If he's an expert, I'm a Martian.
Well, he's very arrogant. He had nothing to do with the Internet, and he claims he invented it.
He invented the Internet, that's right.
Which was around in its infancy when he was in college. But expanding on that, because you've written books on this, I've seen you give speeches. You know, we've played some of your speeches here on the local cable access where I started out many years ago, waking folks up. Bob Dacey does it down there, also writes for The New American. Expanding on this, can you break down for folks why the globalists want to destroy industrial bases of nation states, why they want to weaken all nations, and they have this big international body that then finances and controls what's left of those countries? I mean, they know carbon dioxide isn't bad. They're cold-bloodedly wanting to tax the carbon cycle.
Right, right. Well, it's very simple. It leads to world government. You can't merge the United States with some of the poor backward countries in Africa without destroying the United States first. And that's what it's at. That's what I said earlier with Volcker testifying before the U.S. Senate. The standard of living of the average American has to go down. I don't think you can escape that. That's what he said, and the senator sat there and took it. And they should have thrown him right out of the room. So anybody who wants to destroy the standard of living of the people of the United States should not be getting confirmation by the U.S. Senate to lead the Federal Reserve. And that confirmation is a charade, too. Everybody who goes before the Senate for confirmation for a Federal Reserve job always gets passed. Right? The Fed comes to the president and says, we want you to nominate this guy, and that's who they nominate. And we went from Volcker to Greenspan. Now we got Bernanke, who is a disciple of Greenspan. And what's he calling for? He's calling for more government regulation. He's calling for more government power and so forth. You can't have more and more and more of something without filling it up. And when they fill it up, it's going to be the new world order, the Novus Ordo Seclorum. That's what they're after.
If they succeed from their own documents that you've researched, what will the new world order look like when they finally put the capstone on the pyramid?
Well, first of all, everybody will be a slave to government. You will be working for government if you have a job. And secondly, I believe that there will be a physical extermination of many, many millions of people. They've done it everywhere they've taken over. They did it in Russia. They did it in China. They did it in Laos. They did it in Cambodia. Every place where total government has taken over, there has been carnage of immense proportions. Now, you got a guy like who's the guy running around with his little boat, the great oceanographer?
Jacques Cousteau.
Jacques Cousteau. Did you ever see what he said?
Yeah, we've got to kill 350-something thousand people a day. It's a terrible thing to say that, but yeah. It's even more terrible not to say it and not to do
That's
it.
Right.
And specifically, go over that. The United Nations 1996 Biological Diversity Assessment says they got to get rid of 80% of us. All these public statements by Prince Philip. I mean, this is what they do. This is what they're into. Explain that to people.
Well, you know, why would you want to do that except that you hate mankind, except that you have a diabolical determination to rule the world, and you're going to get a lot of people out of the way, and you're going to scare the rest into submission by killing so many. Cousteau is supposed to be a nice man. He's worried about the oceans and everything else. But he actually said what you said. I think it was 435,000 a day until we get down to a level of about 1 million people.
Yeah, well, when I make films, I actually go to the library to pull the quotes.
Yeah.
And that
was appeared, incidentally. That appeared in a United Nations document.
That's what I was about to say.
Yeah.
And so the reason people will then find our numbers and go, well, I found this, I found that. Cousteau said that dozens of times, different numbers, 300 and something, 400 and something, 500 and something.
Right.
In a PBS interview he did right before he died in France. It was an interview in his garden. There's video of it. He said it constantly, just like Prince Philip in books and Reuters articles and German newspapers said, I want to come back reincarnated as a virus to kill 80% of the population. So there's a lot of different quotes, but you're absolutely right. And then you've got Walter Cronkite saying it. You've got Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation with his daddy heading up Planned Parenthood, a eugenics organization. And from my research, what I cover in Endgame, and I want to get your take on this, sir, you had eugenics being the dominant scientific craze 100 years ago. It's what founded a lot of institutions here. The Rockefellers funded it in England, in Germany, the Kaiser Wilhelm scientific research group that did all of that. And they just went into being crypto or secret eugenicists. And so that's kind of their rationale and excuse. And we have the UT professor, Dr. Pianca, saying kill 90% of us, made national news. When you go to these biology departments, this is the majority view. And when he was given an award at the Texas Academy of Sciences, it was in the newspaper, he got a 95% standing ovation. I had the reporter on. He said it was like being in a nightmare science fiction movie. They had tears of joy with a 3-minute standing ovation when he projected red skulls on a wall and said, I can't wait till Ebola kills 90% of people.
Yeah, and they keep saying that Adolf Hitler is something we have to worry about. No, we have to worry about Adolf Hitler mentality, which is what these people have.
Can you specifically get into more of what their master plan will be like from your deep study?
It's very simple. Total government and then suppression. Suppression of anybody who wants to be free. Suppression of anybody who wants to protect his own home with his own weapons. Certainly that. Rationing cards. You can't get food unless you submit to the government's regulations and you have the card to prove it. The business of the mark of the beast, it doesn't necessarily have to be on your forehead. It could be in your pocket. You must have something like that. We're in very, very interesting times, to put it very mildly. But I believe that this can be turned around. I believe that this whole business of the race towards tyranny, the race towards total government, can be stopped. And it's going to be stopped in our country through the House of Representatives. People to realize that the House of Representatives has the power of the purse. And if we get back to having enough men in the and women in the House of Representatives who not only swear an oath to the Constitution, but abide by their oath, then our country can start to climb out of this mess we're in, and we can get back to being a good old country again.
You're absolutely right. And incidentally, they have introduced a bill. They already have the Real ID Act, you know, for the national ID card. They've introduced a bill, and I've seen Homeland Security speak to this, where you're going to have this national ID card. Even if it's a state card, it will be federally approved. We're going to come back and discuss this, to basically buy and sell, and they're going to sneak that through the national sales tax. We'll break that down and talk about Obama when we return.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
We've got him with us for another 20 minutes. We have another guest joining us on the program. He's John McManus, president of the John Birch Society in studio. And he's going to be speaking here in Texas. For those that just joined us, where are you speaking tonight?
Tonight in San Antonio at the Embassy Suites. and Friday night at the Richardson Civic Center in Richardson, Texas, right outside Dallas.
And there is some room left. I know a lot of these sell out.
I always like it when they have to open up the wall and put more chairs in and so forth.
So anybody wants to come?
There's an admission charge. Somebody got to pay all the airline freight that I...
I understand. And for the hotel.
And the hotel.
People have no idea how much those conference rooms cost.
Some of them are out of sight, and some of them are... pretty reasonable, but most of them out of sight. You're right.
Yeah, that's why I don't.
And of course, the hotels are all suffering right now. They got to make some money because the business is down and people aren't traveling, and a lot of business stuff is being done by telephone rather than visits, and so all of that.
Barack Obama. I mean, this guy is handled by the elite, the most elite of the elite.
Have you seen his birth certificate yet? I haven't.
No, I haven't.
No. No, isn't that amazing, huh? He could put an end to all of this speculation by simply producing a birth certificate, and he hasn't done it. I can remember it was about a year ago almost that they discovered that he had an aunt living in Boston, and she was living in a housing project. She was illegally here and so forth. And she said on the Boston interview that she was present at his birth in Kenya, and she disappeared. I don't know where she is today.
You know what's amazing is that I have family that, you know, isn't in great financial stead, and I don't make a lot of money, but I try to help them out and you know, give them money and things. I can't imagine having a half brother living in a dirt shed
in Kenya.
Yeah. I mean this guy could care less about his own family. He's certainly not going to care about the people of this country. Can you specifically speak to not caring about the aunt, not caring about the half-brother?
Well, it's something that I wouldn't do and you wouldn't do and most decent people wouldn't do. They would care about their own people, and they should. And that's Christian charity, and that's supposedly in everybody. You should be able to do that. But, you know, there's so much more about Obama beyond this. Look at his buddy, the bomb-throwing Lou Ayers. This guy threw bombs at the Pentagon and so forth, and somehow he got rehabilitated. And all of a sudden, we're forgetting about Reverend Jerome Wright and what he said about goddamn America, and we're not supposed to remember that. What people would like to do is to say, oh, the John Birch Society, there was an anti-Semite in the John Birch Society 43 years ago. And when we found out that there was, we gave him his money back and sent him out. But they didn't say that, you know. It's selective use of information about people. Obama is, in my view, he's an out-and-out Marxist. Now, what is a Marxist? A Marxist is somebody who wants economic control over the people, right? Karl Marx wrote the Communist Manifesto in 1848, and he and Engels wanted to call it the Socialist Manifesto at the time, but they didn't because there was some screwballs running around saying that they were socialists. Yeah, we are all socialists now, says Newsweek, right? So they called it the Communist Manifesto, but it has been the Bible of every socialist and every communist all along. Now, why do I say that Obama is a Marxist? Because he wants all of the things that are in the Communist Manifesto, in the Socialist Manifesto. He wants all of those things.
But this always confuses the low-level liberals. They don't understand that the big mega banks and Arm & Hammer and all of them openly explain, and Carol Quigley at Georgetown explains, that the ultra-rich use socialism and fascism to vertically integrate power under their control. Exactly. Then they sit outside and above the nation states ruling these different systems and playing people off against each other. We're going to come back in 70 seconds. I want to go over Obama's real policies and how the president of the John Birch Society thinks we can basically shoot down this agenda and stop them from bringing in their open world government on the ashes of the financial crisis they have created. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.